You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Alexander Forbes Investments multi-managed portfolio solutions give you a simpler, smoother, and safer investment journey. For more information, visit alexanderforbes.co.za.
The Johannesburg Stock Exchange and the other exchanges in South Africa actually are not the only platforms where you can grow your wealth through investing. There are also other avenues off the exchange that can help with that, provided you do have a specialist, a fund manager who can help you create value to contribute to your investment goals. But here to discuss investing in alternative markets, I'm joined by David Moore, the head of alternatives at Alexander Forbes Investments. David, thanks so much for your time. Take us through the world of private markets and the main categories of focus in this space.
Evening, Peter. Thanks for having me. And sure, by all means. So, as you mentioned, so private markets really speaks to a different opportunity set by virtue of the fact that the markets that we speak to here are really not listed. So you don't have the luxury of a quoted price daily, which you kind of buy in and buy out of. And it speaks to an opportunity set that's comprised of, you could say, four broad subcategories of assets. So firstly, private equity, which is really a collection of businesses that have their shares traded but not traded on any exchange, so speaks to large caps, small caps, and earlier stage businesses such as categorized by the venture capital space, where you've got startups, starting businesses, and entrepreneurs backing themselves. It also includes subcategories such as infrastructure, so large utility scale infrastructure projects that are critical for public service delivery, like energy projects, roads, and the like. And also within that subcategory, social infrastructure, so things like schools, affordable housing, and rental accommodation, and things like that that are, again, critical public service needs. And then two further subcategories to that are direct property, which speaks to a collection of property assets that are just not traded and are not part of your listed exchange. So your typical retail, office, industrial, and the like. And another niche category is included therein. And then finally, unlisted credit, which is most comparable to your kind of fixed income space, but really speaks to a large collection of issuances that are not really traded in any manner or form. They have no listed price, but kind of speak to a broad range of debt-bearing instruments that are attractive from an investor perspective.
And what is the attraction point for private markets for some investors? And why not just stick to public markets like the stock market, where there's a lot more disclosure, there's a lot more transparency in many instances?
Well, yeah, private markets really speak to a collection of assets that are just not much broader than your listed exchanges in terms of number of opportunities and nature of opportunities. So, by way of example, you've got a couple of hundred listed counters on the JSE that you can buy and sell. If you add up all the SMEs in South Africa that have turnovers in excess of 100 million rand, that number totals 10,000. So it really gives you a sense as to how many opportunities and that are accessible in the space.
Sure.
That are out there. But furthermore, it also speaks to the asset categories that just are not represented on the exchange either. So I mentioned things like infrastructure, large-scale or utility-scale infrastructure, or even social infrastructure. So the JSE is very underrepresented in asset categories like that. And so you really, if you want to target that sort of investment, that's really the domain of the private markets.
Can you give us some practical examples of private markets that you're involved in as Alexander Forbes?
Sure, by all means. So I think the case in point, and maybe the most topical right now, is really infrastructure and our need locally to really spend more in the development of infrastructure across the board. So in our program, we actively allocate to the just transition to sort of clean energy solutions. So we actively invest in solar farms, wind farms, and projects that are like that are active in contributing energy to the grid, which we know we all need and in dire need of as a country. But furthermore,
yeah,
they bring great social good. You know, these assets are, you know, they typically are dropped not where city centers are or urban density, but where the sun shines and the wind blows. And those are typically in quite remote locations. They bring with them jobs. They bring with them great social infrastructure, like they build schools. They develop clinics. They develop road infrastructure. And they said they make lasting good in the communities in which they operate, but they also obviously deliver on key social needs and provide investors with an inflation-linked and an attractive return over the long term.
So then if you are interested in, you know, adding some private investments in your portfolio, how best do you go about it? I mean, is it just a matter of getting your standard financial advisor to do this for you, or is there a more specialist voice that you need to consult here?
Yeah, so the access point is a little bit trickier, given the nature of the asset category. It's much more illiquid, and you don't have the same pricing transparency that you do in the listed environment. So you do need specialists to assist you. The easiest way and the most common way that most of us contribute or invest in this space is typically through, if you're an employee of a corporate and you have a pension fund, typically that pension fund is investing in it or may invest in it. It really depends on what choices are available to you as a member and what the pension fund is doing to allocate to the asset category. There are member choices available where you can direct more of your own contributions into such solutions. So I would really encourage you as an investor or a contributor to any pension fund to find out how much your pension fund is investing in the space and kind of be an educated contributor and drive more active allocation.
All right, David, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for your time. David Moore, the head of alternatives at Alexander Forbes Investments.
Alexander Forbes Investments multi-managed portfolio solutions give you a simpler, smoother, and safer investment journey. For more information, visit alexanderforbes.co.za. The investment world is complex, with staggering amounts of information to make sense of. With work, family, and everyday responsibilities, staying on top of your investments is an extra burden. Alexander Forbes Investments multi-managed portfolio solutions give you a simpler, smoother, and safer investment journey. Thorough research, thoughtful analyses, and specialist teams help make sense of complex information and ensure long-term investment outcomes are achieved. For more information, visit alexanderforbes.co.za. Alexander Forbes Investments Limited is a licensed financial services provider.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.